High Plains Radio continuing coverage. Potential severe weather. We got our tornado watch already issued from the National Weather Service in Goodland until about 9 o'clock tonight. This guy is going to be on the road a little bit. It's doing a little storm chasing. The one and only Mr. Greg Tetley with Tetley Storm Chasing. Well, Greg, it sounds like this is kind of almost... Is anything a sure thing anymore? But boy, the way everything, the weather is, the dew points are climbing, a certain front kind of moving its way through. This looks like it's somebody around our listening area is going to get hit with some storm activity, aren't they?
Yeah, we've actually got the old triple point set up right in the corner of Nebraska. And on the three corners there was Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. So you got a warm front that just pushed up into the area. That's why your dew points went up. You got a cold front trailing to the south coming out of Colorado, and the jet stream is going to intensify here in the next hour or two, and even towards the overnight, I look for them to extend maybe this watch further east and maybe even further east across Kansas as the night goes on. But the current watch does cover our entire listening area and is quite a watch area from all of northeastern Colorado, western Nebraska, southwest Nebraska, and our listeners all the way to the Goodland and Hill City area in Kansas. So parameters on this are from 2 o'clock Mountain Time till 8 o'clock Mountain Time or 9 o'clock Central. Probabilities on this are very high. There's 60% chance of somebody seeing tornadoes tonight, 30% chance of those being EF2 to EF5. As far as wind events, not seeing the real high gusty wind on this one, 60, 70 probably, which is enough. But severe hail tonight, 70% chance of seeing severe hail, which is classified as 1 inch in diameter or bigger. But there's a 60% chance of seeing 2 inch or larger hail tonight. And the overall combined severe hail, wind, and tornado threat is at 90%. So the numbers are very high and really there for this whole 7 hours of watch. And like I said, that might be extended. Current storms are moving through eastern Colorado, the plains of eastern Colorado and coming off out of the Denver metro area. I do have an active tornado warning that was out around Fort Morgan earlier, but... we haven't seen that progress very far, but if that continues on its track, it should move through the Sterling, Julesburg, and up into the Ogallala area. But there is another line of storms building to the south of those that we expect to move in and more development in our area within the next hour or two.
Yeah, all that, what Greg just talked about, didn't sound really good. I mean, it's some large hail, some damage. I mean, all hail, you know, get your marble size, not going to do much damage. But we're talking some very, very, very large hailstones, aren't we?
Yeah, we could see, according to the discussion with the National Weather Service, they could see up to 3.5 inch diameter hail without much trouble in some of these storms. But Kansas isn't out of the woods either. There's another area across basically from I-70 all the way across to the Missouri line that folks driving along I-70 need to keep an eye on this as well. And if you're in Nebraska traveling anywhere towards Denver to maybe fly out tomorrow, be advised you're going to hit a big storm going across there. So right now, if you drop down to I-70 and went across, would be your best bet.
Well, we kind of hope if there's going to be any storms, Greg, we do it while the sun's out so it's light and we can see these storms, much rather than being pitch dark, we can't see them as well.
Exactly, and, you know, that's the whole problem with this. And just looking at the latest updates, they just issued a new area of a possible watch that will extend from our current tornado watch all the way south across all of western Kansas and into western and central Oklahoma. So this is a big line that's going to be developing, and we do have some new development starting across the plains of Colorado that will probably move in. But dew points are climbing into the 60s. We're seeing some wind gusts that and blowing dust out of front of this, but the winds are blowing back into it. So we're going to get the lift, get the humidity, and storms are definitely going to develop. It's just a case of how soon it takes for them to go and how long they last and which areas they cover.
All right, man. I know you're going to be on the road here soon, so we'll be camping out here, and we'll be waiting for you, and we'll see what Mother Nature brings us tonight.
Sounds good. We'll keep in touch.
You bet. Thanks, Greg. Mr. Greg Tetler with Tetley Storm Chase. And once again, we'll continue more of our severe coverage. When those warnings start to pop up, storms start to appear, we will let you know on all of our High Plains radio stations.